Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they took a trip to Gettysburg, but did the activity start before they even got there?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would sure like to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get the advanced episodes, access to the archive. By becoming a premium subscriber, all that is yours. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Harper with me today. And
hi.
You know, I got another fun place that we could go travel to.
Where is
that? Some place that I've always wanted to go that I just mentioned is Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Super haunted all over the place. Tons of interesting history there. I think we'd have an informative, interesting, and haunted vacation all in one.
That'd be very fun.
We should do that. Now we have to take my sister Kathy with me. Kathy has to go on any vacation you and I go on. And the reason why is my sister is the best person to travel with ever because she will have the whole itinerary together. She's like, I really think this would be interesting to see. And then if we go here, then we can go there. And the other thing, she's great at navigating any subway system, any mass transit. She's really good at all that.
So, I have a suggestion on a little vacation we should go on.
Where?
The Queen Mary. That's where we should go.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I would like to do that too. We got to start writing this down and then start dropping gentle hints to your dad. I think that your company should pay for us to go to do some haunted research. I don't know.
Like maybe at the Queen Mary.
I'm going to leave that up to you because you're his kid, and I think you got a little bit more say in all that. Oh, and by the way, I'm a kid. I can't go by myself. So could Kathy and Carol go with me? I think when you drop that I'm a kid card with him, that helps. Work on that.
Yeah, I'll okay. Write that down.
So this is a cool story. It's about a couple that was going to Gettysburg, and it's like the haunting activity kind of started before they even got there. Here you go.
Hi, this is Courtney calling from Maryland. Just calling to tell you my story. A few weeks ago, my fiancé and I were going to Gettysburg for Labor Day weekend. So we were going this Sunday into the Sunday night to Monday morning. So I booked this cute little inn near the main circle, very historical building, had a nice little history to it. So I figured it'd be perfect for us. After I booked it about a month and a half in advance. And after I booked it, I started just, you know, doing a little research, looking at it. And looking at some of the reviews, and a lot of people were talking about paranormal activity, which we both believe, and we thought it was really neat. So I was just kind of telling them a few of the stories, like there's supposed to be a ghost cat. The house was built in the 1800s. It was actually a field hospital for the battle in Gettysburg. So it was, you know, a lot of history there. So, the day that we're going, we're driving in, and we decided to go to town a little bit early and hang out before we could check in at 3 o'clock. So we're just getting ready to pull into Gettysburg about noonish, and the innkeeper called me, and she was just asking what time we thought we were going to be there. And I told her, we're just pulling into town now. We could be there probably about 15, 20 minutes. She's like, oh, yeah, perfect. You guys can check in early. She gave us like parking directions, very short, brief call, and we hung up. And I have Bluetooth on my car, so it like rings over the radio when I have an incoming call. So we're driving. About 2 minutes later, the same number called me back because it's a different area code than ours. So I knew it was like, you know, had to have been her again. So I was like, oh, okay. So I answered it. And there was no one there. It was just this weird like feedback noise, which I've never heard before. So my fiance says, okay, that's probably just car feedback. And I'm saying hello pretty loud in case it's like some sort of pocket dial. Probably about 3 or 4 seconds. And then I'm like, okay, just hung up and didn't think much of it. So we're driving about a couple minutes later, the number's calling again. So we answered it. And I'm yelling hello a little bit louder now because I'm like, this has got to be a pocket dial or something funky with the phone. It's the same weird feedback electronic noise. And he's like, yeah, that's weird. Your Bluetooth is giving feedback. And I said, no, it really never does that. Like, I've had phone calls with silence, you know, with like pauses, and you don't hear that. Anyway, we hung up. Probably about 7 or so minutes later, calls back again. Same scenario. I'm saying hello, no one's there, feedback. So I'm joking with him and I said, hey, that's probably the ghost calling us. And he's like, yeah, right, they don't do that. I said, well, actually, I've read stories in the past where ghosts, you know, can communicate electrical, you know, through electrical appliances and whatnot. And when they do, it's usually like a feedback noise. And he's like, okay, whatever. I'm like, all right, fine. So we get there and it's a very, you know, it's a small inn. I think there's like 7 rooms total. And it was, a Sunday night. You know, Monday was the holiday, but it was not fully booked, which now I find out that's very uncommon. It's always booked on the weekends there. But I guess because the holiday weekend or whatever. So we get there and it's just us and the innkeeper in the whole building. So she shows us to our room and she tells us, like, you know, you can go. So I was like, oh, you guys are haunted, huh? She's like, well, yeah, we have the ghost cat and, you know, you can go through the rooms and read the books, and people, they have like little books that people write in and they can put their stories and experiences or whatever there. And I was like, that's cool. So she brings us up to our room on the second floor. I put my purse and everything on the bed. And I was like, oh, by the way, I don't know if there's something wrong with your phone, but it keeps calling us. So I don't know if it's like stuck on a loop of pocket dial or something weird, but I just wanted to let you know. And she just gives me this look. She's like, oh my goodness, we're haunted, but this is, this is the first for this one. And I was like, oh, you don't think it's something with your phone? No, I'll go downstairs and check, but I don't really think it could be. So she comes back up. She's like, yeah, the phone's fine. So about a few minutes later, I'm at the end of the hall at a different room. She's, you know, making that room up, and I'm just talking to her about like Gettysburg. You know, she's very informative and talkative. And I had I have a Fitbit that does the phone notifications. So while we're talking and my fiance is next to me, we're the only people in the whole house. The number's calling me again. So I showed her my watch because you can see the caller ID. I said, look, you're calling me again. And she just kind of rolled her eyes and was like, goodness, this is crazy. Like, didn't really faze her, but she just thought it was funny. So I was like, okay, that's weird. And so then she was like, you guys can just walk around, look wherever. So we went downstairs, look in there. And we go to the little office, and there was the phone that she was using. It was a flip phone. So there's absolutely, and it was closed. There's really no way you can pocket dial. A little later, when I go back to my phone, I see that there's a voicemail, and I had a 17-second voicemail from the same noise, but it wasn't just one straight electronic feedback noise. There was, you could hear something in the middle, and then at the end, you can clearly hear something hang up. But again, we were literally the only 3 people in the whole building at the time that the call came through. So it was really interesting. There were no other events or anything that weekend, but to be honest, I was so freaked out. I really did not want to experience anything else. But we do plan on going back, so I'll definitely let you know if anything else comes up. And Gettysburg is a really awesome place to visit. So thanks so much for the podcast. You guys are awesome. And thanks for letting me tell my story. Bye.
So what about that?
I think we need to take a trip to Gettysburg.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be amazing.
I don't know that I want to stay at that inn necessarily.
Oh, I would. I totally would. Can we?
Do you think, what do you think kept calling her? Because it's weird. So it's the hotel or the inn, as she referred to it, kept calling her back and calling her back. And the woman's like, I haven't been calling you. She's using an old school flip phone. So it's not like you can just butt dial with that. What kept calling her?
I have no idea. Paranormal?
That would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? To the ghosts are anticipating your arrival and they start messing with you before you're even there.
I would do.
If you were a ghost.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You and your dad are so much alike. You are so much like your father. Anyways, because that is so something he would say. But do you think that's even possible that a ghost could be calling you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I've heard stuff like that before.
I've had strange calls.
Do you think they were from ghosts?
Honestly, I don't know, but I've heard like weird noises over like random calls of people I know.
So I don't know. I think it's weird. So, okay, say you and I are driving to Gettysburg and call the hotel and they're, you know, getting the last minute. When you're coming in, you can check in early. Awesome. The hotel keeps calling you back. And then you get there and you find out they've never been calling you back. And it even happens while you're there. And then the hotel leaves you a 17-second weird message. Would you be comfortable staying there that night?
Yeah.
So I'm actually looking at Harper right now. And when she said that, like, you totally smiled. Like, you lit up. You were very excited about that. So the fact that it's haunted, that wouldn't scare you off from staying there?
No, not at all.
Oh, I don't know how we're going to do this trip to Gettysburg. I just don't know that I could stay at a place like that.
I'll force you into the hotel room.
You'll be like my dad's.
Like, come on, Carol, let's go.
You don't have any choice, Carol. This is an average hotel. It's perfect.
Like, are you going to stay in a hallway, Carol?
I think Gettysburg would be a really fun trip. And over the years, we have had so many calls and stories from Gettysburg. I think it would be amazing. So anyways, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.